Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And today we have with us Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. All kinds of stuff going on. I attended a really great class about diabetes awareness and nutrition and things. And you're going to cover even more of that kind of thing with a program you're going to be teaching.
Yes, we're going to do, I've done the programs across the district in this area on, for our Stay Strong, Stay Healthy program, and we're going to offer that again here in Garnett. And it's, for reminder, Stay Strong, Stay Healthy is it's 8-week exercise program that's geared towards older adults and those who are middle-aged and maybe sedentary. And the goal really is to help individuals stay active and help improve health and quality of life through strength training. Often the question or concern is that it involves difficult weightlifting. It does not. We do simple exercises with hand and ankle weights. And because we as individuals tend to lose muscle mass as we get older, we really build the program on some simple strength building exercises that really help with balance, flexibility, and everyday activities. So individuals who have joined us before, they've reported increases in muscle mass, strengthening of their bones, some arthritis relief, reduced stress, and even some improved sleep as well. So over the course of those 8 weeks, participants meet twice a week for an hour, and each session includes some warm-up activities, those 8 strength training exercises that focus on the upper body and lower body, and then we do some cool-down activities as well. So we're going to currently offer that here in the Frontier District starting on February 16th, and we're going to meet on Wednesdays and Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon, and we will meet in the meeting room here in our Frontier District office in Garnett, and our last session will be held on April 12th. You're welcome to bring hand and ankle weights if you'd like, but we do have them available, and they're provided during the class sessions as well. One thing I wanted to also note is that there is a $20 registration fee to participate, but we do have some grant funding through the East Central Kansas Area Agency on Aging, and so that cost is free of charge to those who are 60 and older. So if you have questions or you're interested in participating, you're welcome to contact myself in the Garnett office at 785-448-6826. There is a little bit of paperwork to fill out to get signed up, but we'd be happy to help you navigate that. And we also have some additional information posted about the program on our Frontier District website, where you can find it at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
I'm still stuck on that improved sleep that you mentioned earlier. That sounds like the draw for me right there.
Yes. I think when we always do, sometimes we get into an exercise routine. I know that's something that we can, that people often report is maybe having a little bit better sleep. So always a good benefit.
And that seems to be related, not that you're pushing yourself so hard that you're exhausted, but because you're a little more relaxed and kind of a little bit of a stress reliever. So you're able to fall asleep.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How long have you been doing the Stay Strong, Stay Healthy class?
I started that when I moved into the Frontier District, so we've done them throughout. COVID threw a wrench in a little bit of those plans, but probably since about 2017. So done classes across different places across the district. Been a good program.
Pretty well established, and if it's gone on this long, it must be pretty popular as well.
Yes, we do sometimes tend to fill classes pretty quickly. So
what's the average
kind of word of mouth, I think, gets around.
Yeah. What's the average class size?
We usually keep it at about 12 to 15, so it's not a huge group, but there's also be able to have, we also have a lot that report on that they enjoy having the social aspect of mm-hmm. that, being able to interact with their peers, as well as being able to have some accountability coming each week to build
exactly.
some habits there, too.
And it's not so huge and crowded that you feel like you're lost or overlooked, but you know, you're also not going to be, oh, geez, all these people are staring at me. Just a nice, friendly
yes.
group. Okay. Well, go ahead and give us the date on that starting one more time.
We'll start on February 16th and go on Wednesdays and Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon. And our last session will be held on April 12th.
Sounds great. I hope you get a good turnout, and I'm looking forward to hearing some updates.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, and we will talk to you again soon. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritazine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.